Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to another episode of Trading Secrets. I'm your host, Jason Tardik, and welcome to the pre-market trading segment, where I'll tell you a little bit about what you can expect from our guest today, a quick financial tip, and an update for my personal life. This is episode 205 for Trading Secrets. So it's kind of crazy to see how far we've come and also where we plan to go. So wherever you're listening to this, you could really help out the show if you just hit the subscribe button and go give us 5 stars. Give us any feedback or financial professional questions you might have or a theme or guest you want us to have on the show. I'm really excited about this podcast. This one is a special one because it's Kelsey Anderson's first ever podcast by herself. So she was, of course, on Joey Grazia's season of The Bachelor. They got engaged. Joey's on Dancing with the Stars. She's now in LA supporting Joey. But she was also a project manager before she went on the show. And in this episode, she talks all about where she sees the future of her career, some of her aspirations, where you might actually see her face over the next year. She teases that a little bit. Of course, she talks about her dad, who is on The Golden Bachelorette this season. And she talks a lot about her childhood and what makes her, some of the noise that she's hearing and how she's dealing with it. So the good, the bad, and just everything in between in this episode. I love her trading secret, so stay tuned to the end. And if I had to summarize it, I'd say, listen, we have a deep talk, we laugh, and there are even tears shed. Now, to give you references to when we filmed this, it was several weeks ago. So, but you'll like this episode. It's a good one. And again, stay tuned to that trading secret at the end. I loved it. A quick financial tip. I read something that was alarming, and it was that 70% of Americans rate themselves as financially knowledgeable, but less than 30% of them can pass a basic 5-question financial literacy test. So my biggest takeaway in that stat is kind of what we do here. It's that we just weren't taught about money. We certainly were not taught how to talk about it. And then what happens is that when we do feel some type of safety to talk about it, it's weaponized, we're shamed, or we're blamed. And that's why 70% of Americans feel that they understand it, but when taking a test, less than 30% can pass. So what I would say is if you have questions, ask them. And if you know the answers, never approach a question with shame. And so if you want to do that, you could do that in the comments, you could send us messages, and we'll do our best to answer any questions you do have on this show. Little update from my personal life. Let's start on a high note. It's my birthday this week. Yay, Thursday. So that's great. My parents are coming in, which is so nice. I can't wait to see them. And then I'm going to find a way to get up to Rochester and go see David, who, of course, is my recap guy. And I think Evan, who's a business partner and good friend, he's going to come in from New York and just go spend some time with some of the guys. So that's that. Past week's been tough. Yeah, I mean, there's just no way to kind of beat around the bush. Tough week. Breakups suck. If you're in a situation where you're not feeling okay, just know that's okay. And I had a speaking engagement that I committed to months ago that I had to fulfill this week, so powered through there. And weirdly enough, it was like, I felt like it was one of the better speeches I ever gave, and it was what I was dreading the most because I didn't feel like I was in a headspace to do it. But if anyone's not feeling okay now, I guess some productive ideas, some that have helped me, is really leaning in. You know, when you feel as though, you know, you're off balance or you're losing, you're not centered, or you're just in a state of confusion, just in your head, right? Like everything to get grounded again. And I think leaning into the people that matter most to you, mom, dad, for me, brother too, best friends. Some other things I've been doing is meditation. I got away from that for a while, but this week, just like really sitting in, avoiding distractions, small things like focusing on hydration, been doing sauna, I've been reading instead of watching TV, and even focusing on diet and all those little things, those like little baby steps truly can help you get grounded and centered again. So that's a little update from my personal life, but let's ring in the bell for the main reason you're here, the one, the only, Kelsey Anderson. Welcome back to another episode of Trading Secrets. Today, we are joined again by Bachelor Nation fan favorite, content creator, and recent New York Fashion Week model, Kelsey Anderson. Earlier this summer, Kelsey joined us on Trading Secrets with her fiance, Joey Graziade, to discuss their experience on The Bachelor and what life together was going to look like. Since then, Kelsey has had a very busy summer, including several different lucrative business opportunities that are continuing to open many doors for her career. Moving forward, we're going to discuss what her career was again before The Bachelor, what it looks like post Bachelor, and what she thinks of Joey and her dad both expanding their reality TV careers on Dancing with the Stars and The Golden Bachelorette, that of course is airing now. Kelsey, thank you for being back on Trading Secrets.
I'm happy to be back.
You're now in LA. We got a lot of action. Joey's on Dancing with the Stars. He's killing it. A lot of people were asking last time we talked, you were in New Orleans. Of course, there was that dumb video that goes viral about Joey living with your roommate.
Yeah.
What does life look like now? Are you still in that same apartment? Are you living out here? What's it look like?
No, Joey and I are here in LA in the Dancing with the Stars apartments.
Cool.
And possibly staying here in LA. We'll see. But looking at, you know, places around, and it's just Joey and I, no roommates, unfortunately.
You miss that life at all or no?
I love being around my girlfriend. So, yeah. I mean, it was great, especially because Joey wasn't there most of the time. Like, yeah. He was always traveling. I was always traveling. So it was nice to come back and be able to have that time with my friends.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone's different, but, you know, I liked it.
What's it like? So obviously you're in LA, you're in the big city, the big spotlight. And I learned a lot of things about you at dinner. I had the pleasure, everybody back home, of having dinner with the one and only Mark, your father on Golden Bachelorette, and yourself. I learned a lot of things. And one of the things I learned was how small of a town you grew up in.
Yes.
That you guys, for fun, like literally for fun, you would go party or like run down the aisles of Walmart. Like, what's, tell me more about that.
Yeah, it was like there wasn't really much to do in Leesville, Louisiana. So either people went to Walmart or like hung out at Sonic for fun. I remember after like prom one year, I think it was prom, we had our after party in a barn, like a literal barn.
Wow.
Like it is a little bodunk, you know, but I love it.
How many people did you graduate with?
200, but okay. It's because the military base and then Leesville are like, they all are kind of combined. So there's a lot of kids that come in from the military.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't think that they would have more than probably like 20 people in the school.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then at what, so you were in Germany though. I also learned this for 6 years.
Yes.
And your dad was telling me when he served at the army, it was 3 years. He extended for another 3 years, and it was the day before the sixth year, they're like, we like cannot extend you anymore.
Yeah.
And he said he was ready to retire there. Him and your mother were going to retire there and just be done. They loved it.
Yeah.
What years did you live there? How old were you?
I think I was like till 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's
maybe
it's,
a little longer.
So it's like a it's like a far memory for you living in Germany.
I vividly remember Germany. Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. And also, I mean, my eldest brother, Pascal, he's my half-brother.
Yeah.
His mom is German, so he was raised there until he lived there till 20.
Gotcha.
He has dual citizenship and everything. So we went back because my cousin, for her wedding, but also, I don't know, I feel like Germany is just like so connected in my life through my dad's bilingual, my uncle's bilingual, my cousin, she's half German, my brother's half German, so...
I feel like I learned a lot of things about you last night.
Yeah.
And one of the other things, because I'm sure people have a lot of interest in your family now. You got both you two on reality TV. You had all different kinds of animals. Like,
yes.
What was, I mean, what, to tell everybody just the wide array of animals you had.
We had chinchillas, hedgehogs, dogs, cats, bunnies, rats, lizards.
Didn't you get owls too?
Yeah, there was a snow owl that got hit by a car, and
yeah.
It was in a box on the side of the road, and my mom picked it up and was rehabilitating it. But yeah, my mom was just like that. Same with the hedgehogs. We would take in hedgehogs whenever they would get caught in our yard, and my mom would catch them, and then she'd bring them to the vet, and then she would get them deticked and put them back out into the wild.
Wow.
But there was one hedgehog that it was about hibernation time,
okay.
And it was too skinny, the vet said. And so she was like, you have to keep it, otherwise it's going to die during hibernation. So we get to keep this hedgehog during the winter. And it was so cute. Like, their bellies are so soft and they just curl up and they're adorable with their little noses. But
it was like a zoo in your house.
100%.
Where'd you keep all these animals?
My mom would take in anything, like any injured animal, anything she would take in. And so I know the responsibility of an animal. That's why I don't have any right now. Yeah. I love animals. I got bit by a dog actually in college. And so I've been a little bit hesitant towards dogs since that, but I'm slowly trying to, like, you know, push my boundaries, you know, and, like, you know, not be so scared about dogs. Yeah. But some dogs kind of scare me still. But I love animals. I know the responsibility. That's why Joey and I are waiting to get any kind of pets until we're, you know, a little bit more settled down.
Yeah. That time will come for sure. Uh-huh. So now, I mean, you work your way into project management. On our last episode, you talked about how in that role you can make around 50 grand.
Yeah.
You then go on The Bachelor. You end up with Joey. I mean, so many things. And now your career is taking a wild turn. New York Fashion Week, you're walking down the runway. You're doing modeling, all types of things. We'll get into those. But when you were a kid, what was your dream? What did you want to do for work?
I wanted to be a race car driver.
Get out of here. Really? Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know.
You might be the most interesting person in the world. Like, what?
I don't know why, but I remember, I wanted a bright orange pickup truck. I don't know why.
Okay.
But I don't know. I thought that just seemed really cool. And then I actually was driving a standard car up until I left Louisiana. So, you know, I got that little feeling of a race car driver, but I would love to, you know, maybe try that out one day.
Race car driving. Yeah. That is unbelievable.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
At BP, we've reset our strategy with a focused downstream, a growing upstream, and disciplined investment in the transition. See how we'll grow shareholder value at bp.com/reset.
And here you are. So you're in LA. You guys are now living in the Dancing with the Stars headquarters. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about, like, the logistics. Is it a two-bedroom place? Like, what's the setup like? Do you get a car? Like, how does the food situation look? Like, behind the scenes of what life looks like out here for you guys.
Yeah, we pretty much have, I would say it's like a long-term hotel.
Okay.
It's got a kitchen, a full kitchen, a living room, one bedroom, you know, a nice little walk-in closet, full bathroom. But yeah, I think that obviously we're just staying there for Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, we're going to move into like our own place, but we get a car, we have a little RAV4.
Cool.
And we have a full kitchen, but Joey and I have been so busy these past 2 weeks that we've barely used it. Like, I made him some pasta one night, but it's honestly mainly been ordering food, but we're trying to get out of that and get into a more like routine. Maybe just like Sundays, we cook a bunch of food and meal prep, because LA is the best place to be able to live where I'm ordering food all the time because they have so many healthy options.
Yeah, so many.
But in Louisiana, it's like, I would not be able to do this. Yeah, like, I would not be able to order food every night. Otherwise, I would be having to buy new pants every week.
I like that. Yeah, I mean, LA, it's like a very healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's different. You guys are talking about after the show, staying in LA or New York City.
Yeah.
Those are, that's about as, they're big cities.
Very
but
different.
They're very different, very far apart.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the decision making and where do you think you'll end up? But what's going into the decision making?
It's funny, LA is like so long and New York is so tall, but I love New York. Like, I love the hustle and bustle of a city like New York. I've always just been drawn to it. I've talked about New York to Joey on the show, like how I wanted to live there one day. I've always wanted to live there. But with Dancing with the Stars, we had to move to LA, and Joey loves tennis, golf, surfing. He loves that Hawaii lifestyle and being outdoors. And New York doesn't really give that to him. So we're thinking about both options, but I think we're probably leaning more towards LA right now.
Okay.
I am trying to give it a chance and see how I like it. But I know that Joey would be a lot happier here. And I also have to take him into consideration.
Of
I can't
course.
Just be like, you're coming to New York. Because I know he would if I, you know, really was set on it. I want him to be happy too. And so far I like LA. So we'll see. And especially if we're closer to the beach, because I love the beach.
Okay. I like it. So maybe a little compromise, but in a perfect world, New York would be like your dream. Then.
Yes. But also Joey was like, let's go like every month for a week, let's go to New York. Or like, he's like, I still want you to get that like taste of New York.
Yeah.
So we'll see how we figure it out and how we kind of, you know, navigate doing both. It's hard because the flight's like, you know, a couple hours and everything. And you know, time difference and all that. So we'll see how it works. But I was there for New York Fashion Week, and honestly, it was a great taste of it. I was there for the whole week. And yeah, I really enjoyed myself. But also, it was nice to kind of like get back to LA and slow things down for a second.
For sure. Like, it's a good change of pace for you. When you think about New York, I'm going to come back to Dancing with the Stars and some of the things that you're going through, thinking about, some of your predictions. We'll get into that. But let's go to New York. You were there for New York Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. You know, you walked for Sherry, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you were at all different types of events. You think about back when you're on this episode, I don't know, it was probably 3 months ago, 4 months ago, and you talked about you're making 50K, you'll see what the world will bring to you.
Yeah.
What does life look like from a career perspective, and how lucrative was that, and what direction does that now make you feel like you're on, given where you were before and what you're doing now?
I love project management. I know that some people are like, why are you like so obsessed with project management? But I don't know, it just... I really enjoyed the routine of it all, and like the way that it was a routine, but it also switched up almost every single day because the progress of the projects changed. And then you get to like have that satisfaction of closing something and moving on to another thing.
Sure.
But I don't know. It's like with these opportunities now, Joey and I are both like wanting to embrace it. I think anybody in this situation would totally like want to dive in and, you know, see what there is to offer and you know, make the most of it. I think that we're really lucky because of like the support we have and all the people that, you know, love us, that we're able to do these things and make like good money. So I think that we're trying to focus on maybe building something else, whether that's a business, whether that's a coffee shop, something that, you know, even when all this fades, like we can still have like a consistent, you know, stream of income with something else. I paused school for a second. I'm back in it now, but still trying to get, you know, my degree in project management. It just, things were so crazy for a second. I had to pause, and I like went to part-time with my job, and I had to quit because you can't juggle all this.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And I think people don't realize like the behind the scenes of a lot of this stuff.
But you're like, it's interesting to hear about that career track and obviously the passion you have for it and the school that you want to go to it. When you're starting to see this space though, and some of the money that comes with it, and some of, you know, you got asked to walk on the Fashion Week, there's got to be a part of you that's like, like, where is that career direction of Kelsey's head right now?
I think that project management is, as a career, is on pause, but I'm still learning a lot. I think that the things that you learn through project management, you learn about schedules and how to be organized and get things done in a timely manner and efficiently. So I think that I learned so much through that I put in my everyday life with my schedules and everything. So it's like I still am doing, you know, a little project management, you know, in my day to day, just very different now. But yeah, I'm not looking at starting that job up in the next like year or two.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm focusing on what I'm doing now. I think that modeling was really fun.
Yeah.
And I think that I don't really know that much about it. I'm trying to learn, talking to people that are, you know, signed to agencies. I think that's really exciting. But yeah, construction project management is put on pause.
Okay, construction management put on pause.
Yeah.
You walk down that runway, starting to touch the modeling world a little bit.
Yeah.
There are some of these modeling specific agencies. If you could manifest something in the modeling world when it comes to your career, what would be the dream in the modeling world for Kelsey?
Oh, I don't know. I think that just being on a billboard somewhere would be really cool.
Is there like a certain brand or certain magazine or certain company?
Okay, Sports Illustrated was recently, and I was looking at all of these. I know a lot of girls that have done Sports Illustrated now.
Yeah.
And so I just think that would be fun. It seems not so serious. It seems like really fun and exciting and whimsical in a way. Also, you know, showing like a sexy side, because I feel like I'm very goofy and like weird, that sometimes it's hard for me to like be like, oh, I also have this side of me. So I think that would be fun to, you know, dip my toe into for sure. And maybe a lot of people say like Victoria's Secret bombshell, like whenever I post things with like my big hair and everything.
Sure.
I think something with that would be really cool too.
Okay, there you go. You got to manifest it.
I think those are my two ones.
Put it out. Now, one of the things is when you manifest those things and you put them out, you're going to get people that are like, yeah, let's do it.
Also the people that are like,
you took the words from my mouth. You're also going to get the haters. Last time we talked, you had said like, there's been a lot of noise in your DMs or in your comments. Like, do you really have a job? Like, what are you doing for work? You're getting great opportunities. The biggest and best brands in the world are looking to partner with you.
Yeah.
So when you see the negativity that will come with some of these things, where is your head at now versus where it was like 4 months ago?
Honestly, it was hard at the beginning, and I like feel like I've been adjusting to it really well. It's so funny sometimes to like see the DMs, because I'll look through my requests sometimes, and like I got one the other day, and it honestly like actually made me laugh out loud, because it was just somebody DM'd me, I hate you. And I was like, okay, what? It was just very to the point, and I loved that. But I mean, I think that with anything, people are going to hate on you. Honestly, I think that just shows that you're, you know,
Yeah.
You're making
so you're getting better at just being like, I see it for what it is.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, in my mind, I'm like, happy people don't comment mean things. People, even some girl was like, so pretty until you smile with your gums or something like that. It's just crazy to me that people think that they need to say those things. Like, you could have just kept that in your head.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you got... This has happened to me, I would say, over the last, like... 2 years it's happened a lot. So it's taken a long time of being in this space for this to happen. But I get people that are trolls under troll accounts that send me DMs, and the things that they're sending me are quite personal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how the fuck do you know that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this has got to be someone in my camp or someone else's camp or someone that's connected to my circle in some capacity. Have you got anything like that yet?
Yeah, I got one during the, I got something during the show of someone talking about me, and it was like they knew parts of my previous relationship, but parts they didn't.
Yeah.
And so like they were piecing things together that like, it was like partial truths. And then partial, I was like, all right, that's not true. But it's like, I know that it's probably like a friend of, you know, my ex, like a friend of a friend of my ex, because I was like, that's just doesn't add up. And I know that he would never have said any of that.
Yeah.
But I got that. And then also more recently, it was like, I was in a DJ booth with somebody and like, they were commenting under Joey's Instagram being like, Kelsey was real snuggly up with the DJ. And I was like,
oh God.
I was like, I was in this area with a bunch of other people. Yeah. And I told Joey, I was like, I don't know what this is. And he was like, people are always going to try.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Like,
he's not
get in everyone's heads or whatever. Yeah. But I was like, I literally was just, I was like, I was right next to Charity and Dalton. And the DJ was like kind of next to me.
Yeah,
it was
right?
Just so funny.
So stupid. All right. That's a good connection. The idea of noise to where we're at now. So a new career journey for Joey brings you to LA. I would say the number one question that was submitted, I see it on the comments all the time, especially Bachelor Nation, man, they are passionate. But everyone is worried about what is Kelsey's take on Joey being on Dance with the Stars. And just the art of dancing could be, you know, you got to have chemistry to succeed. Like, that's part of it. Where's the foundation, the true Kelsey? What are you thinking?
Yeah, like, I think that Jenna needs to stop touching my man. Okay? No, I think it's funny to me. People are like, oh my gosh, they're like, why is she touching Joey like that? Or why is she touching Joey? And I'm like, they have to touch each other to dance and like to win. And I think that Joey, you know, is just so reassuring in our relationship that I don't need to wonder or guess. Or I've always been in relationships where I fully trust the guy that I'm with, and Joey is just the most amazing person and I fully trust him. Also, Jenna's married and has a cute little baby, and I met them before any of this came out and all of this. And yeah, I don't know, I think that it's funny that people are so concerned about like them dancing together, but I don't know. I'm very secure in my relationship, and I'm just taking it at what it is. They're dancing together and Joey's going to beat everybody and win.
Let's go. Kelsey, by the way, we were at the show last night. Kelsey's a very intense cheerleader. I mean, I was like, I had to catch you four times. I almost got hit in the face a few times. Let me ask you this though. It's another thing I talked to Joey with when he was on the show. So we know that you know, you feel very secure in the relationship.
Yeah.
Has it, people, we even talked to Charity and Dot and have talked about it. It's taken a little bit of a strain. Have you felt like any strain whatsoever?
I mean, obviously, like, I'm reading all these comments like, oh my gosh, Kelsey, like, da da da, like, why is she touching him like this? And I'm like, oh, am I seeing something that, like, am I not seeing something that everyone
else
is? And I'm like questioning myself.
I get that.
And like, but I just, like, I'm able to bring it up to Joey and he reassures me or like talks to me in a way like, oh, like, you know, that's this or this is that, or like Jenna feels this way, or like we have to do this for this, or, you know, like they're doing the rumba coming up and that is a more like sensual dance or whatever. Sure. But it's like, that is the way that the dance has to be.
Yeah.
The choreography has to be in a way. So I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
Like, he spends 4 hours about practicing every day at this point. But then, like, he spends all the other 20 hours with me. It's weighted out.
Yeah.
So we're good.
And I mean, just behind the scenes, I could speak to it, like, the attentiveness with Joey and with yourself, like, while you guys are performing, the whole time he's looking at you, he's talking to you, sign language. You went back a few times.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I mean, I think it takes two in a journey like this to be all in and be supportive, and you both so are. And so let's just clear the air with all those people and those comments.
Yeah, we're good, guys.
Things are good. Don't you worry. You talked about—
They look alike.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that would be weird.
I love it. Let's talk about this, though. So you talk about the idea of, you said, like, I've always trust the guys that you're with. You said that. We've learned a lot about Joey and his dating history. We haven't really heard much of yours. And a comment you made is, you pride yourself on, you pick the good guy.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
A lot of people listen to this. Don't pick the good guy.
Yeah.
Don't pick the good girl.
Yeah.
When you look back at your relationships, you never, like, never did you have the guy that lied or was a bad guy or anything like that?
No.
Okay, what's the trading secret?
The trading secret? I mean, for me, I know that I had a really great male role model to look up to my whole life. And my mom always told me, like, you deserve the best. You deserve men that, you know, treat you right, respect you. And I just really, like, took that. And I don't know, I like boys that, or men that, you know, show me that they appreciate me, because I want to show them that. I think that it's like reciprocation of, like, I show you how much I care and love about you and you do the same for me. I don't know. I think that it's like mutual respect.
Yeah.
And I have a really good gut. And I feel like initially when I meet a guy, like, I can know, like, you know,
feel it
out.
Just like feel it out.
Yeah. And I don't know. I've always just been drawn to nice boys.
Listen
and Joey
to your gut.
Is the epitome of that. He's the best.
The epitome of that. Yeah. You talked about they need to show you appreciation, and then you in return show the appreciation, and you just trust your gut.
Yeah.
When was it? I don't know if on this podcast we talked about it, but when was it during The Bachelor that you're like, that's it? Was there one moment?
Well, it's funny. The first conversation we had, it was so awkward because because I was like towards the end of the night of the first night conversations.
Yep,
I think it was 3 a.m. whenever we had a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was pretty tired, but also like, I was hearing all these girls coming back into the room being like, I kissed him, I kissed him.
Yeah.
I was like, this man's getting around. And so whenever we were talking, I was not making eye contact with him. I was like looking down. I was like, this man better not kiss me, because I've heard he's kissed like all these other girls and we're not having that today.
Yeah.
And so I was like really awkward. And then the second date, it was like very natural.
Okay.
I really leaned into it. We were doing like physical activity things and it was just really fun. I really enjoyed laughing with him and getting to know him a little bit more. So I think that was the first moment that I was like, oh, I'm crushing on him a little bit. It was maybe the second time we had hung out. And then I probably knew, I would say Rhonda in Spain.
Okay.
Whenever we had our first one-on-one.
That was it.
Yeah.
You're like, that's the guy.
I was like, things would have to go pretty wrong for me to feel differently about him.
Yeah.
But yeah, just like the energy he gave me. And I feel like with Joey, whenever he talks to you, he like really is engaged in the conversation and he gives you his full attention.
Yep.
And I love that because I try to do that. I know with my ADHD, sometimes it's hard. And I've like tried and really put an effort in whenever I'm talking to people or people are talking to me to really engage and like, listen to them and not just always relate, but listen to them and understand.
I have ADHD too.
Yeah.
Are you diagnosed with ADHD?
Yeah.
Okay. And I see a psychologist that specializes in ADHD.
Uh-huh.
And it's so interesting you brought this up because ADHD, the way it plays into work, but also relationships, is fascinating. Is there anything you've learned about ADHD in relationships that you've had to change because you know you have it?
I think that for me, I just want to blurt out in the middle of a conversation, like whatever is thoughts in my head. And what's helped me a lot, which this is just for me, and I learned to do it myself. Whenever a thought pops in my brain that I'm like, oh, I really want to say this. Instead of immediately blurting it out, I'll do the sign language of the first letter of what I'm thinking of.
Interesting.
So if I'm like, oh, I want to talk about these animals, I like do an A in my hand and I keep it right here until he's done talking. And then I'll be like, animal. Oh, I wanted to tell you about this animal.
Wait, do you know sign language too?
I just know the alphabet.
It's your, wow.
Yeah.
What other random stuff's on your resume? That's
know,
a good tactic though.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else for anyone home, whether it's dating, whether it's at the workplace, the idea of trying to stay present when your brain's racing?
Put a thought to the side. Yeah. However that is, if you like need to write down like something like, oh, I'll talk about this right after. Or if it's like something as simple as like doing a letter of sign language in your hand. Yeah. But that's what helps me a lot, not to blurt out and like interrupt them in mid conversation. And because I think that then it kind of makes them feel like, oh, they're not actually listening, but it's like, I am. But my brain's like all over the place always.
Yeah.
Also, I think that in, I don't know if this is ADHD or if this is just like everybody, but I think that people don't always have to relate to people. For example, if somebody told me that their mom had passed away, I don't have to be like, oh, my mom passed away too.
Interesting.
I can just be like, oh, like that stinks for you. Let me hear more about it. Cause it's like, no one's been through the same thing. Cause we all perceive things differently and have different life experiences. So I can't ever be like, oh, I fully relate to you in this, but I can be like, I've been through something similar, but I can't be like, I've been through the same thing.
Totally.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No, I understand. I think in relationships and at work, when someone says that, right? So someone says a statement or something about how they're feeling, the ADHD brain almost always wants to come back with like, oh, great. Like, this is what I'm feeling.
Yes,
or like,
yeah, exactly.
Or like, you want the answer. And something I've had to like actively work on is stop and repeat back what the person's saying to me so they know that I'm hearing them and then let them be heard and then do it because their brains move at such fast, crazy speeds.
Right.
So I feel that. I know that. We've talked about The Bachelor, talked about ADHD. We're talking about dating. We got to transition to your dad.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So it's funny, the producers actually came to me and were like, do you think that your dad would do this? And I was like, whoa. I was like, you better. I think my dad has had trouble dating since my mom has passed because he doesn't want to feel like he's replacing her.
Interesting.
But my mom always wanted him to find somebody if she passed before him. She always like vocalized that to like us and to him. So I'm really excited for my dad to just really push himself and, you know, just dive into it. And I think that if anything, I think that this just is really going to help him through him still grieving like my mom and like trying to not necessarily move on, but like find another partner because like, he deserves that. He deserves love, you know, deserves, you know, somebody that's there for him when his kids aren't in a different way.
Sure. Is that hard for you? Is it hard to see your dad possibly date someone else knowing everything?
I definitely think it's going to be weird.
Yeah.
I think that he is the most amazing man, though, and I love him so much, and I want him to be happy.
Yeah.
And I don't want him to feel lonely because sometimes, like, sometimes, like, whenever we're doing things, I know that he kind of feels like he's, like, by himself.
Yeah.
Like, if it's, like, me and my siblings, like, or with their significant others or whatever, I just, like, I don't, or, like, with my uncle and my aunt, you know, I'm, like, I want him to feel like, you know, he has a person too. He doesn't need it, but like I know that he wants it too.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
Yeah,
it's like your mom is like living in you. Like just be like have that companion.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful. Let's think about anybody that's back at home.
Yeah.
That's had to deal with the loss of a parent.
Yeah.
And or is seeing one of their single parents trying to find happiness.
Yeah.
You clearly have such a grounded, pure, authentic take on it. I think a lot of people would get territorial, like, you know, and you just want to see happiness. What advice do you have for people like that?
I mean, just think about them, because I think that a lot of times we get like territorial or we get frustrated or like, oh, why are they doing that? Because we're thinking about ourselves and the way we feel about it. But you also have to think about like their feelings in it all.
Yeah.
And it's been 6 years since my mom's passed. And although I know that his heart's never going to be fully healed from that, you know, I think that there is a little bit of healing in him finding another partner and like experiencing life with another partner in that way.
I actually asked what Joan was on and I asked her that. I feel like it's such a different ball game for you because you have to see if people have been healed enough to move on because there's been a lot of divorce and loss. And she's like, she kind of checked me a little bit. She's like, you don't have to fully move on.
Yeah.
You don't have to fully grieve.
Yeah.
Like you can still have presence of someone else, but know that you're looking for happiness in a companion, which is why I think like your tears, your emotion, these stories, that's why I think this is such a beautiful show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people that have seen life and seen like the lowest of like lows and still find happiness in their own way, which is absolutely beautiful. I just want to ask you this question. He does not end up with Joan. That all I'm going to ask you is one question. Would you want him to be the Golden Bachelor?
I think that I would just want him to do whatever he feels is right. Like, I think that I know he had a great experience on it.
Yeah.
And if he feels as though he could, you know, do that.
Yeah.
You know, do it.
Okay.
But I don't know. I know it can be hard, and it's a lot of time and effort and energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I know Joey's like kind of like about it.
He's yeah,
because like, of his experience.
Imagine if there was two bachelors, but who knows?
Right.
Mark is a fan favorite out there, so that is just super exciting stuff. You got three reality TV stars. Let's talk about you. That I mean, when you look at your future in reality TV, obviously dating shows aren't on the horizon. Those days are done.
Why?
But kind of. You're like, wait a second, what?
Wait, what?
But competition shows, like we see Joey on Dancing with the Stars. Is Dancing with the Stars something you would ever want to do? Are there other shows that you have your eye on? What does it look like?
Yeah, I don't think that Dancing with the Stars is something I'd ever want to do. I think that Joey's perfect for it. He's got great footwork with tennis and all of these things. But I did dancing growing up and I was horrible. Like those videos of me in my recital are never to be seen. Like, it is so bad. I would forget dances after like practicing for months learning them. So I can't imagine learning one in a week and trying to do it. I think my anxiety also would just be like, oh, hell no, like shut down.
Yeah.
But I think Joey's great for that. But I would definitely love to do like something else. Maybe like I'm very competitive.
Okay.
So maybe something else in the
competitive
world.
There's a lot of competitive
world.
Shows out there. You got one maybe in mind?
I don't know. Like, what is it? Traders?
Traders is a good
one. That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good one. There's a lot of Bachelor alums. So, hey, put it out there. They might give you a call.
Yeah. Also, there's that one where they like do like the crazy things. Like JoJo Siwa was on it, where she did like walking on a line or something.
Yeah, it's the Navy SEAL show.
Yeah, I think that would be crazy. I think that I would probably be crying a lot on it. Kind of like The Bachelor.
Special Forces, that's what it is. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I think I'd probably be crying on it a lot, but I would love to do it.
There you go. You never know.
As well.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're on Dance with the Stars still, so let's stay with it.
Yes.
Top four, give me your predictions. We just heard them from Jenna. We got them from Joey. What are top four predictions look like from you?
Joey winning.
Love. Let's go. Put it out there.
I think Chandler. I think Steven.
So you got Joey, Chandler, Steven. Who else?
I'm trying to think of, I think Alona.
Alona.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That was the same prediction as Jenna, other than she's got Dwight Howard in for Alona.
So, I could see him doing, I could see everybody up there.
So that's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
All right. I know you're in preparation for this. There's a lot of action. You got some brand trips coming up. You have even a couple big, long year partnerships. You had a cover, give us a little tease as to what we can expect from you professionally. Things in the pipeline.
Yeah,
things to look forward to.
You might start seeing me in a certain store.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It's really exciting. I think that...
Like a retail store.
Like a major retail store.
I like how
store.
I know. I'm like, can you get it?
Maybe. But I don't know. It's honestly crazy to me whenever I found out about this like long-term, like year-long deal with a major retail store. Mm-hmm. I honestly got like emotional because I'm like never in my like wildest dreams did I ever think that anything like this would happen.
Sure.
And I just like... I feel like I just keep saying like... Joey and I want to like ground ourselves like so much throughout all of this and like remember like, you know, like what we kind of like came from in a way, you know, which is so weird to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm just like, I'm very thankful because I know that I'm thankful for the show. I'm thankful for all the people that support us because I know that without any of that, like we would literally like, I would still be working in project manager, you know, which I loved, but you know.
Yeah. I get it. I mean, it's unbelievable what the show's done. Here you are. When you think about, obviously, you're starting to build your own brand. Joey and I have joked around and said he's the reality star this second, but we all say that Kelsey's the long-term star here. You're killing it with everything you got going. Where do you, and now you're carving out your own lane.
Yeah.
You're doing podcasts by yourself. You got your own lines
coming.
Let's go. You're killing it. Where do you see? Give me the trajectory. People that love you and they're following you and listening to you right now, like, where do you want to take your career? 3 years, 5 years, and how do you want to build your own independent track?
I mean, I think that I love being myself. I love being silly and goofy, and I love making videos like that. But also, I think that my little taste that I got with the Sherry Hill show, I literally got asked to do it the night before, and I got thrown into it. I never have learned to like walk in a fashion show or anything like that. So that was really exciting, and it was honestly like an adrenaline rush that I was like, I just really loved. I think that modeling could be fun to dip my toe into, but also... I don't know. I want to talk more about like grieving as well and how that process was for me and, you know, healing through it all or trying to navigate like grief and how it's like never ending, you know?
Yeah.
I think that something like that would be really cool modeling and maybe opening up like a little coffee shop or something.
Interesting, really?
Joey and I were talking about it. Like, I don't know. I think it would be
fun. That would
be
cool. Like, yeah. We saw the Vanderpump Girls did a sandwich shop or something. Yeah. Maybe a little coffee shop.
Yeah, maybe podcasts with Joey. Maybe, I don't know.
I would love if you guys did a podcast.
I'm like, I feel like that's so like stereotypical. Like, we get out of a reality TV show and start a podcast. Next, we're going to be DJs.
Do you think you would, like, if you did a podcast, what do you think would you want to cover Bachelor? What would you want to do?
I don't know. I mean, I think that a little bit of Bachelor, but I think that we also are like a lot more than the Bachelor. Sorry, I got lightheaded for a second.
No, take your time. You're good. This is our ADHD. It's how it works. Literally, you could have, like, I'm telling you, this is how my brain works. I could have 15 thoughts, and then 1 second, I'm like, oh, lightheaded.
Yeah.
Oh, tired.
Right.
Oh, it's just how we work. Now you guys are getting exposure to it. It's a wild brain we have. But it lets us do cool things.
Yes, it does.
Like, it's got a lot of weaknesses, but it's got
literally
a lot of strengths.
Sometimes, like, your brain is so fascinating.
I get it.
But, yeah, I think that there's so many things that I'm, like, looking at, but yeah. I want to definitely, I think that that's my ADHD brain too, that I'm like, let's do everything.
Yeah. I know.
I think that, like, really trying to focus on a couple of things to really put, like, my energy and time into would be nice. But yeah, maybe a podcast with Joey about, you know, maybe, like, I could do the pop culture kind of stuff and he could do something more of, like, guy sensitive things. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
We've literally, like, barely talked about it.
So maybe your own podcast, maybe one together.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, I think that I need him to ground me in the podcast as well.
I think you guys would be good co-hosts.
I feel like I'd be like, ah! And
that
would
make me,
and Joey would be like,
it'd be like, okay, let her do it. This is her thing. Let her go. Let her go. Like, you could just see it. I could see it right now.
I have a trading secret for you that will save you money and maybe even earn you a trip to Europe. Panera and Pepsi are partnering from now until October 31st for the Unlimited Sips and Ultimate Trips Sweepstakes. To join the action, just sign up for Panera's Unlimited Sip Club and get 3 months free. Spend $7 plus on a meal to be entered to win grand prizes and exciting weekly prizes.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so cool things coming up. Career earnings have changed a little bit. Is there anything, like, big that you've bought in the last 3 to 6 months that things have changed? Is there any type of relationship with money that's changed? Talk to me about your take on any changes with money management in the last 3 to 6 months.
Nothing too crazy. I mean, my savings is looking, you know, a little juicier, I'd say. But no big purchases. I think that whenever I do purchase a car, it's still going to be very, you know, modest, very mindful, because mindful,
cutesy.
Very demure.
Yep.
Because, like, I don't know. I think that that's how that's how people keep their money, is they don't just
that's
like are frivolous and like spending it on like a Lamborghini or something that I can't fully afford, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that just kind of living like how I used to, honestly, I'm just consistent. I'm staying the same. I'm not like buying all these designer bags that I, you know, all of a sudden can or whatever. I think that just like staying the same.
You guys are living in the same place now when it comes to like money management as a relationship. Do you guys have any rules of thumb, any systems that work? Is it kind of like, you pick up this one, I'll pick up this one? Like, how do you guys talk about money? It's one of the hardest things to do in a relationship.
Yeah, I think that we just kind of are back and forth with things. Like, I'm like, oh, let me go grocery shopping. Do you need anything? He'll get dinner. You know, he usually always gets dinner, honestly.
Yeah.
But sometimes I try to buy it.
I love it. All right. Good stuff. Well, Kels, I think you have so many things going on, and I think this is just the start.
I think there's a
lot of action out there. I think people just stay tuned. And for those people that were chirping you about what's your career track, they're seeing it now and they're going to continue to see it in the future. One career tombstone, they're like, I would love if I did this.
The first... I don't know. There's so many things. I think that one of the things that's popping in my head is like Sports Illustrated. I think that would be really fun.
Okay.
I just think it'd be cool. And for Joey to like watch me strut, because he didn't get to see Sherry Hill because he was training.
So
I think something like that would be really fun.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll put it out there. We'll see what happens. It is fascinating. Literally, we released the episode in June. We recorded it in May. We're now into September. And to see how much has changed. So much has changed.
So
to look back on this and see how the prediction was. Where are you living? 1 year.
In 1 year?
1 year.
Probably LA.
1 year. Okay. Gotcha. And then the last question, I know you guys have wedding planning on pause, but someone submitted, do you want to have like a big banger of a wedding when it comes, or do you want to have like a small little elope type session?
Honestly, I want like our actual wedding to be like more intimate, small, and not like crazy, but I want our reception to be like a club.
Okay,
like,
got
I
it.
Want it to be the biggest party.
Yeah,
I think Joey wants the same. It's like, okay, we want like what's important, like we're actually getting married or anything, but the afterwards, yeah, like it's just a party.
Yeah, I
you know,
love
we just want
it.
To celebrate like our love that we got here from this crazy story.
Yep.
You know, just like what are the odds kind of thing. Which actually, someone told me the odds recently. And the
They're
odds, the odds are great.
You guys are defying
so,
those.
So, yeah, we're defying gravity.
I love it. You guys are defying those. And you know what? At that rager, you are going to have your work cut out with you keeping up with him on the dance floor. You're going to have to give Val a call and get some lessons. Because
Val said he would teach me a little bit, but I think I need to get my own full-time lessons. Like, I think that might be my job right now because I need to keep up with Joey a little bit.
Here we go. Last prediction. Final two. Who is he standing next to?
Because
I know you're going to say Joey.
Yeah, Joey and...
Hear it.
I think. And Chandler.
All right. If you're right, I'm buying you dinner. We're all rooting for Joey. Just text Joey 21523, right?
Sure.
All right. We got to wrap with your trading secret. What is your trading secret? And let's do it like something you've learned in the last 3 to 4 months, because so much has changed for you in the last 3 to 4 months. What would your trading secret be?
Go to the vent even if you're by yourself.
Go to the what?
Like if you have something to go to or whatever, just go by yourself. You don't have to always bring someone.
I thought you said vet. I was like, are we back on the owls?
An event. Like if it's whatever it is, go to the party by yourself. Because for Fashion Week, I was doing a lot of it by myself, just like going to these things. And I met so many people just going up. And I was like, yeah, I'm just like, I'm here alone, you know, whatever. And I met so many amazing women and guys that I was just like, I feel like it almost made me push myself more to like, you know, outside my bubble.
And stuff.
Yeah. And I love that.
I'm going to take your advice on that because I don't think I've ever gone to an event by myself.
Do
I
it.
Always have to bring someone with me. And you're right. When you bring someone with you, it's a crutch.
Yeah.
I just hang out. I don't even talk to anybody because I talk to that person. That's a great trading secret. Go to an event by yourself, not the vet. All right. Kelsey, where can everyone find everything you have going on?
Like my handles and stuff.
Yeah.
My Instagram is Kelsey Anderson. I just got it changed.
Let's
There's
go.
No underscores. It's
Huge.
Just Kelsey Anderson.
Love. Wait, how'd you do it? Did you have to buy that?
No, someone from
Meta.
No, someone from The Bachelor helped me.
No way.
She changed it for me like in a day.
Hell yeah.
I know. She was like, I was like, this account hasn't been active for like 12 years or something that had the handle. And she was like, oh, we can change it for you.
Because mine's Jason_Tardik. I got to look at that. Okay.
So Kelsey Anderson. My TikTok is, I think, Kelsey Alex Ander.
Okay.
And I think that's it.
That's cool.
My phone number. No,
All right. There's Kelsey, everybody. Go follow her. Check it out. Get ready for this big announcement and keep voting for Joey because you got to make sure that her prediction is right. Kelsey, second time by yourself. Thank you for being on Trading Secrets.
Thank you for having me.
Ding, ding, ding. We are closing in the bell to the Kelsey Anderson episode. I got David Arduin here on a nice little Sunday night. David, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing fantastic. I am doing absolutely fantastic this Sunday evening. Thanks for waiting up for me to do this recap. It means a lot to be on the ones and twos tonight. So let's get into it. Kelsey Anderson.
You sound like you just woke up.
I did not. I may have just woke up. Okay. We may be an hour and a half behind. I had an extended family hour with my family. It was great. The bourbons were flowing, but we're here. That's the most important thing is we're here. And, what a great episode. Two balls of energy on this podcast. ADHD was mentioned a few times, and it came out in this episode because you guys were firing on all cylinders, and I loved it.
If you could have, like, measured our brainwaves, like two people with ADHD, just I'm sure the brainwaves would have been out of control. Speaking of ADHD, I'm going to ask you something way, way out in left field as we get started here. Have you ever been to Europe?
I have been to Europe. Yes. Love me some Europe.
Okay. If you could go to one of these three destinations, Rome, Paris, or Athens, where would you go?
Been to Rome, been to Athens, never been to Paris. Not really on my bucket list, but I'm going to say Paris. I don't know why you're asking, but I'm going to say Paris.
All right. I'm going to go with Athens. I've been to Paris twice. I would love to go to Rome or Athens, but I'm going to go Athens. Then it would be Rome. Here's why I'm asking. There are two ads in this episode, and I want people to make sure they know about this, but Panera and Pepsi, they're partnering up, and there's only a couple weeks left from now until October 31st. There's this Unlimited Sips and Ultimate Trip sweepstakes. So here's how it goes, David. You got to sign up for Panera's Ultimate Sip Club. And I know you like a soft drink here or there, coffee, and then you'll get 3 months free. And then you get all those drinks for free under the 3 months free. You spend $7 on a meal, and then you'll be entered to win the grand prizes and exciting weekly prizes. And each time you make a purchase of over $7, that's one entry into the sweepstakes. And the three grand prizes include a vacation to Rome, Paris, or Athens. Then they have a bunch of other stuff, like 100 secondary winners will receive a $500 to a hotel and flight voucher. And there will be weekly winners as well. So, David, get on it.
$7. I spend it at Panera. I get entered into the sweepstake. I'm on my way jet setting to Europe. You're telling me it's that easy?
That's it. You join Panera's Unlimited Sip Club. You get 3 months free. You then spend $7 on a meal, and then you'll be entered to win. And for every single time you spend $7 plus, you get an entry. So get on it.
Unlimited Sips Club. It's a little bit of a tongue twister, but I'm into it. Speaking of locations, Jay, you talked about Rome. You talked about Europe. Kelsey talked about staying in LA or moving to New York City. Are you in a similar situation right now? You're in Nashville, right? Correct?
Look at you just coming out swinging from your nap.
I just want to know. We're talking locations. Are you jet setting? Are you permanently moving? Do you got the U-Haul out there? What's going on? Just give me a little insight.
I got to figure it out. I got to figure it out. Sounds like I'm kind of like Kelsey and Joey. Like they got to figure out where they're going to go. I'm in Nashville. I have nothing here, right? Like I have friends here, but I don't have any family here. There's nothing tying me here. So, I don't know. I got to figure it out. TBD.
LA, New York City, Chicago. You get to move to any three cities. Where are you moving to?
I got to be honest. I don't know.
It's good. That's okay.
I'm trying to just figure out tomorrow, David.
Okay, good. All right. Moving on. I just want to get you out of Nashville. So that's just me just poking the bear there. What a great episode with Kelsey. The thing that always sticks out with me at Kelsey is, and I know everybody at the end of the day that we have on is a normal person, but this is truly someone who wasn't intending to be in the limelight, let alone in the celebrity light. She was never casted to be a lead on a TV show. She was never chosen for this, but here she is coming off The Bachelor as a lead. Now she's our own solo guest on Trading Secrets episode. You said she had dinner with Mark. You had dinner with Mark, her dad, on The Golden Bachelorette. Awesome guy. Tell me what that was like. Does the apple fall far from the tree with Kelsey? Because we love Kelsey. Tell me what it was like. No phones, no distractions, no limelight. With Mark, is he how we think he is?
They're actually way different, at least from when I met him, right? Like Kelsey is she's very goofy, and she's I find her to be very like extroverted, and you know, she's all over, and she's fun and quirky, like she said. And her dad is the sweetest teddy bear. Like he's just, when you meet him, he's a big dude. I feel like he's like 6'5". Like he's a big dude, and he's a big teddy bear, and he's the nicest, sweetest guy, but he's quieter, you know, like, you know, him and I had great conversation, but I think he even said it on this past week of dude, other than go to this speaking event I committed to months ago, I have not done anything this week. I traveled to Wilmington, North Carolina, and came back. And other than that, I really haven't left my house unless I ate or went to the gym. And I watched The Golden Bachelorette. And when he was on this past week's episode, you could see he was a little quiet. And he even says sometimes he lets his size, like sometimes his size speaks for himself, and it's something he's working on. And so he's this big, like, I don't know, teddy bear. Nicest guy in the world, though.
Don't you think that because he's like this, it has allowed Kelsey to be this, like, ball of energy? Like, super confident ball of energy because he's such a rock figure? Like, he comes off like that. So it's kind of like he harnesses it, which allows her to be how and who she is.
Yeah, and I wish, you know, it's always so hard to see someone you really care about, and I really care about Kelsey, cry about something that's hard, right? So in those situations, I wanted to be very sensitive of that, but I didn't have the chance to ask, but I would have asked, you know, what was her mom like? Because I feel like, and maybe I could be wrong, I have a feeling that maybe Kelsey was a little bit more like her mom, you know? And in relationships, that's a lot of the times that happens. There's just like different energies and opposites. And, but yeah, man, really just a, I obviously only met Kelsey and Mark at this point, but just like a really sweet family, super, super sweet. And also like wild, like all the animals they have, they've lived in Germany. He speaks these languages. They like, it's kind of wild.
I there's a little familiarity. She said her prom after party was in a barn. It sounded like us at Geneseo. We used to party in a barn at Geneseo. That was the place to go. So
that's right. But I mean, yeah. I mean, listen, Geneseo was a college in a very rural area. Yeah. It sounds like Kelsey grew up in like a very, very rural area. You know, like her stories were funny, partying in Walmart, playing games and stuff. And I think it's so cool to see someone like this and watch the success and happiness of her life unfold, given just kind of her journey and story. And I think her optimism through a lot of like the perfect example of someone who deserves absolutely no hate, but just like she's just saying how people just DM her saying, I hate you, or you're ugly, or something about your smile. Like, what the it's just like, what? Man, and it's sad.
And like you said, like people like saying really specific things, which are like, whoa, that's someone who's taking this opportunity to say something because they know something about me that's not just what's out in the internet. That also could be small world syndrome too, where like people just know you too well and they're jealousy and things like that. It's great to see the level of care that you obviously represent for her. You represent her on the business side as well. Business seems to be going really well for Joy and Kelsey. What do you think is like next for her on that side of things? What do you think, you know, I don't think she's going to be a race car driver like she always dreamed of, but what do you think is her next avenue? She said she wants to be a model, be on a billboard. Do you see those things happening, or what kind of like, you know, can she take the influencing that she's doing to the next level? What do you think is her next career path?
I think her next career path is like truly just continuing to like step into who she is. I think the more she steps into it, which is what she's doing, which is she's just a really funny person. Like she has really good takes on things that people want to listen to. And she's real, she's raw. She puts it all out there. And like someone I saw was giving her shit about this person's like, I feel like something was off between Joey and Kelsey at the Dancing with the Stars night, the dedication night. And she just comes right on. She's like, you know what? Actually, something was off with me that night. And I was seeing people make all these special dances to comebacks and survival stories or losses. And I was thinking of my mom the whole time. And like, I just give her so much credit for being the person she is. And I think that's what's going to continue to carry her success. And I could see her doing a lot. I could see her doing a lot in modeling. I could see her doing a lot in like, in the fashion world of like everyday fashion. And I think hair, beauty, there's, you know, we heard and she teased, she'll be in a major retailer. Her face will be out there. So I think something like that will be coming. But I think Kelsey's going to really have a blank slate to do whatever she wants. I really do.
Do you, from a talent agency perspective, do you see people coming to you now more for, was it Joey and Kelsey prior and now it's just Joey or just Kelsey? Are they doing a really good job of separating their individual brands instead of being just branded together, which a lot of these people are when they come off the show as a couple, especially the non-lead?
100%. 100 like there are a lot of big Fortune 100 companies that want to work with Joey. There's a lot that want to work with Kelsey, both individually and together. So I would say there's a lot of interest in both of them, not only again as a couple, but like individually because of what they're both doing. And honestly, I could tell you, like, I've really got to know these two well. And I can't think of two better people. Like they're just great. They really are.
Yeah.
And think about like, I just also want to put this out there. Like think about how well they've handled all this. Like this has all happened in such a short period of time. I mean, you have to look at the timing of this, but we're talking 13 months, you know?
I mean, they're going through the gauntlet of the media tours and the experiences and the things that should pull them apart from each other, which is usually what happens, and they're just so in it together, and they just seem, I think the reason they're so popular is they relate, they resonate, like they're just that small town couple that people can resonate with hobbies and interests that they're getting to explore and experience. And they don't have a plan necessarily, which is great, which is why they're able to be so present in it. So that's why we're talking about them today at the end of the day.
I love that they don't have a plan and they own it, you know?
Yeah.
Like we don't have a clue. We'll see what happens. And when we know, we'll decide if we want to let you know. I think
part of the reason why I think they're able to be so successful is just like her trading secret. Just like my last thought is like, go to an event, not a vet, like you said, go to an event, even if it's by yourself. And she's probably had to do that. And because she's from a small town, not felt comfortable with it. But here she is going to this event, meeting new people, growing her network, growing on her success, her opportunities. You know, everyone has that little insecure kid inside of them, no matter what the event is. Could be a high school graduation, could be a corporate function, could be anything at all, a concert, a sporting event. What a cool trading secret, something we've never heard before that is like anyone can relate to, that little insecure kid inside of them saying, don't go. But when you make that move and go, it's like, what a rewarding experience. So I just love that. I love the episode. I love Kelsey. Thought you guys did a great job. The energy was great. So that's my last take.
I got a question for you. Like for you, like just your overall take, if you had to go to an event by yourself, like what are you thinking? Would you go? Would you not go? Would you not want to go? How would it be? What would you do if you went to an event by yourself?
Yeah, I think like me, like I think I've talked on this podcast a lot about being really like shy and nervous. Like I was, when I was a kid, I had crazy and still do to an extent insecurities of doing things for the first time, no matter what it is, riding the bus or getting on an airplane or whatever it is. So I resonated with that too. I think now it depends on the function, like, but there's always that insecurity of like, will I talk to anyone? Am I wearing the right thing? Will anyone know who I am? Will I just be sitting in the corner the whole time? Will I have to make an excuse to leave early? All those things trigger. But at the end of the day, when you do that and you make the step and you meet someone and you make the connection, like you always leave that saying, wow, I'm so much glad I did that instead of just sitting in on the couch all day.
Yeah. And I'm like you too. Here's the thing with events like that. I don't know if people would expect this or not, but I like going to them. I would never go by myself. Like I always bring someone with me. So when she's like, just do it by yourself, I'm like, even like, I like going, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah.
So I might have to test myself, give it a try. David, you might have to do the same. But you know what? I'll tell you what. We do have something to look forward to. I alluded to it in the intro a little bit, but I joked around just saying the way I've leaned in on my foundation last little bit here, not only do I owe you a big thank you, but I feel like my best friend's wives, I like owe some kind of gift to for stealing and hijacking their husbands in the middle of the night, in the morning and at night. And I'm excited this week on Thursday, it's my birthday. And that's not what I'm excited about. Quite frankly, I'm not excited at all about my birthday, if you want to know the truth. What I am excited about is that Thursday, I'll see my parents again. They'll be here for my birthday. And then they're going to spend some time actually with some family friends that we went to Geneseo with. There's four family friends that are all coming into Nashville. And they're all going to have their little fun. But I'll be with them Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, flying out to David. Just get with the boys here. Just get with the boys and have a couple good eats, good conversations, and kick it a little bit. So I'm looking forward to that.
Won't be an old-fashioned barn party like the college days, but no. We're going to make it our own little barn party. Maybe if it's just in the basement of my house and just getting together and catching up and... It's been a long time since we've been able to do that. So if we got to use the birthday as an excuse, if we got to use anything for an excuse, I'm just glad that it's happening and looking forward to doing a live pod together. Always love the live pods together where we can recap in person. So I'm looking forward to that next weekend.
Yeah, 15 years plus of knowing each other. Back in college, like you said, we were literally partying in a barn. This weekend, we will be sitting in your basement having some Wegman subs, pizza and wings with Evan and hopefully a couple other of the guys watching. Cheering on the Bills. And, you know, maybe next week we'll do a little special birthday recap and I don't know, recap some fun memories or things like
Let's
that.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. On that note, David, you go back to sleep.
No, I'm up. Now I'm wired. I'm juiced. I'm buzzing. So we're good here.
You're buzzing. If anyone's listening to this and you want to get that entry for a trip to Paris, Rome, or Athens, Panera and Pepsi are partnering from now until October 31st for that unlimited sips and ultimate trips sweepstakes. All you got to do is go to the link in our bio. You can check it out. And lastly, I'll say, please give us 5 stars. Give us a 5-star rating and let us know who you'd like to have on the podcast or just any comment. We are going to read it. Let's actually do this real quick, David. Let's read one of our last reviews here. Just give someone a shout out. We will give you a shout out if you give us a review. I'm going right now. What do we got? Oh, it's a long one. All right. It is Jason. You continue to put on a great episode after great episode. The mix of guests from all different career paths keep the podcast fresh and entertaining. Your knowledge and approachable demeanor invites me in and makes me want to listen. You and David, keep it up. I added that, but that was for you. I don't feel condescended to keep up the great work. Bella 1818 Trading Secrets is the best. Thank you for that review. If you guys could all go give us a review, we'd appreciate it. David, anything before we close?
No, love the listeners. Love the reviewers. Great episode. Can't wait to see you.
36. Yay. Tune in next week to another episode of Trading Secrets. Wow. We're getting up there, David. This is episode 205. Next week will be 206. Another one you can't afford to miss.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.